You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Pete Downing of Citrix. You've been on the program before. Welcome back, Pete.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So for those who didn't hear our last episode, why don't you remind the audience about what you do at Citrix and how you're engaged in cloud computing?
Sure. So I'm the principal product manager for Netscaler CloudBridge, which is part of our Netscaler platform. Now, I'm tied into cloud mainly around how to have interoperability between clouds, but also focus in on how to expand use cases. We're trying to figure out how do we drive things like legacy applications or web-tiered applications to cloud computing.
What are you hearing from customers as they look at their virtualization choices and how those apply to interoperability in the cloud?
What I'm hearing is, when I talk to customers, is how do I take existing things that are in my data center and move them to a target cloud? So the two pieces that always come into play is how do I migrate a virtual machine, and maybe part of that migration is conversion. So I might be VMware in my data center, but the cloud provider that I'm going to runs Zen Server. And then the other thing that I'm hearing is how do I treat the cloud as if it's part of my data center so that I can ease the pain of moving applications from my data center to the cloud and be able to treat the cloud as an extension of my data center and be able to simply just migrate the application up to the cloud and go. And then with that, you start getting into the topics of conversation around, you know, hey, I got a web-tiered application that relies on a database. I want to move the web tier up to the cloud, but not the database yet. So that's another area that's starting to pop up and become a very hot conversation with Citrix and our customer base who are considering cloud computing.
So you recently delivered a reference architecture that aligns with the VM interoperability usage model delivered by the ODCA.
Yep.
And this is really just a base level capability to migrate a VM from, you know, an enterprise to a service provider and manage those VMs within a heterogeneous environment. How do you do that?
Yeah, so with this reference architecture, we honed in on two things. One, I want to move a virtual machine from, let's say, a private cloud to a service provider. So how do I do that? In that process, we also show converting the virtual machine as well, because we're going from internally, we're running VMware, and the cloud provider we're targeting is a Zen server based. So how do we convert the virtual machine? Then we also focus in on, you know, I don't want to have to change the IP of the virtual machine. I don't want to have to forklift and make it hard to get the application up to the cloud. So we show our Netscaler CloudBridge product in place as well to show the extension of the data center up to the cloud provider and be able to show that once I migrate the virtual machine to the cloud, power it on, users shouldn't have to change how they access that app, or, you know, it makes it easier to get the application running because I don't have to go through a whole series of other steps to change and configure the application to mesh with the cloud provider that I'm working with.
So is the reference architecture a solution that could be deployed today?
Yep. So all the solutions we use in the reference architecture are available today from Citrix.
Fantastic. When you look at the challenge of moving applications between enterprise clouds to service providers, and then the interesting one that you said, I want to move the web tier to a service provider, but I want to keep the database inside my organization. How does the challenge change?
The challenge changes because when you're separating out, let's say, the app from your database tier, you know, the biggest challenge is point A to point B. So let's just take the app out of the picture for a minute and focus in on the networking aspect of it. And I'm going over the internet. So I'm doing a tunnel from my data center to a cloud provider, let's say. And let's say my data center is in Santa Clara and my cloud provider might be in Chicago. I need to be able to do a tunnel between point A and point B to do the layer two transparency, being able to extend my data center up to the cloud. But in parallel to that, I also got to make sure that tunnel is optimized. So Citrix, alongside of Netscaler CloudBridge, we provide WAN optimization to, you know, mitigate maybe latency issues. If I'm running the web app up in the cloud, and let's say I do a pretty hefty SQL query, we try to optimize that so that that way the application looks almost as if it's running right there in the data center. Because that's really what we got to focus in on, is once I get that application up to the cloud, if I'm leveraging the cloud for capacity or low cost compute, or, you know, hey, I only might need one VM at the beginning of the quarter and 100 VMs at the end of the quarter. We can leverage the cloud for that, but I don't want to put that one piece that's, you know, might contain secure information into the cloud. You have the database, you know, I got to make sure that the communication between point A and point B is efficient as possible. And then, you know, NetScaler, its strength, its core competency is around app delivery controller as well. So load balancing. So we can do the capacity management scenario. So let's say I need cloud more for capacity and I'm still running the application in my data center, but the application hits a certain threshold, we can defer users up to a cloud to run that same application. So that's again where, you know, NetScaler can be leveraged above and beyond just the bridge portion of it.
So Pete, you know, I know that you are actively communicating online. If people are listening to this episode and they want to engage with you, where can they find you?
So my Twitter ID is at pdowning1077. You know, I try to use Twitter solely for technology conversation and work. And then you can find me on LinkedIn. And I also, you know, do blogging on the Intel Cloud Builders Forum. And I do blogging on the Citrix website as well.
Awesome. I know that the Citrix reference architecture is another information about what Intel and Citrix have done together is on intelcloudbuilders.com/Citrix. Where can they find detailed information about the NetScaler products?
You can just go to www.citrix.com/cloud, and that will point any user to not only our NetScaler offerings, but also all our cloud platform offerings. So that's the best link to go to for all that information.
Well, Pete, thanks so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you.